Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who initiated the ethanol revolution in our state, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Ethanol and its many benefits to our state and to the environment has been a discussion item for about as long as it's been around. We've learned a lot, including the fact that ethanol is a low-carbon fuel that greatly reduces greenhouse gas when compared to gasoline. In fact, the USDA found that greenhouse gas emissions from corn-based ethanol are 43% lower than emissions from conventional gasoline. The problem is there's no accurate up-to-date model in place that incorporates sound scientific data, which is why way too many times policies and decisions are based on politics. This is precisely why Senator John Thune and co-sponsor Senator Mike Rounds introduced a bill in Congress requiring the EPA to update its greenhouse gas modeling for ethanol and biodiesel. This legislation is called GREET, which is an acronym for Greenhouse Gases Regulated Emissions and Energy Use in Transportation. South Dakota Corn is a strong supporter of the GREET Act, and Executive Director of South Dakota Corn, Lisa Richardson, summed it up best when she said, "This bill requiring the EPA to use sound science is a step that is long overdue. We know that the science on biofuels has dramatically improved in recent years. Modeling needs to incorporate the new data." The GREET Act would specifically require EPA to adopt either a model compiled by the Argonne National Lab or USDA methodology. Those who've been a part of the ethanol industry for years are convinced that if this modeling is done, it opens doors for our country's biofuels industry to go into low-carbon markets throughout the world. Backed by science-based benchmarks, we could export more biofuels to countries that implement clean fuel standards. In fact, when scientific standards are used, the ethanol industry will be able to compete with electric vehicles. It all begins, however, with the passage of the GREET Act in Congress. Be safe, and thanks for what you do.